Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Reveille, reveille, reveille!
It's a Tuesday edition here on Zero Block 30, and today we have two rounds in the magazine. Round number one, you already know, it's a balloon.
Fucking balloons, man. We're talking balloons.
Yeah, the whole squad's going to tell us about their five favorite balloons that we have if we are going to Party City, which, by the way, Kate, I know you're a big Party City fan. Out of business earlier this year.
Going out of business, yeah. That's right.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. They're done.
How's that possible?
I think everyone's ordering online. Yeah, I think people stop online.
Yeah, people stop buying balloons and send them out to parties. I think sad day.
Anyway,
sad day of affair for the helium business. Really fucking struggling right now.
But really, I got a bunch of Chinese balloon updates for you. What it means for the U.S. and our relationship with China, and if there's any other balloons afoot out there right now.
And some balloon stories from history, too, which is always a good time. And finally, round number two, we got an amazing Coast Guard rescue that involves the Goonie House, a dead fish, and a stolen boat. And following that, we will have a little bit of Katie's news roundup. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at SimpliSafe. Would you do everything to protect your family? Of course you would. SimpliSafe makes it easy to protect every inch of your home with advanced security tech powered 24/7 professional monitoring. In an emergency, SimpliSafe professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology to capture critical evidence and verify that the threat is real. So you get priority police dispatch. You can lock and unlock your doors, access your camera, and arm and disarm your system from anywhere. And it costs under $1 a day, less than half the price of a traditional home security system. I have it in my house, and every time I have to go out of town, I sleep a little bit safer knowing that SimpliSafe is there. If I want to log in and see what's going on, if I feel like something's happening, I'm getting a little paranoid, just log on to the app. I could see every single thing that's happening in and around my home. You can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplisafe.com/ZBT. Go today and claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off on your first order with interactive monitoring. That's simplisafe.com/ZBT. There's no safe life, SimpliSafe. All right, so we got balloon chat all across the news landscape. Everybody was triggered about the balloons. People are going in and out. Is the balloon fucked up? Is the balloon a weapon of mass destruction? Is this how they got COVID here? All kinds of conspiracy. Kate, did you put your tinfoil hat on this weekend and figure it out?
If you're one of the ghostwriters for QAnon, this is exactly what you needed for a refresher.
Might as well just had children hanging onto a hot air balloon with one piece of pizza in there.
Between this and Sam Smith dressed up like the devil's dancing at the Grammys, this is QAnon jackpot. This is exactly what we needed.
Harry Styles' nipples are out.
Right. Mm. Everything's going wrong. Our pets' heads are falling off. So first off, our balloon is down. There's still another balloon out there right now over the skies of Latin America. Colombia, Costa Rica has spotted it. It's also obviously belongs to China, and China is also saying, oh my god, that one was totally an accident too. The weather keeps sucking up our balloons.
Oh no, how did that get there?
Right, so there's still another one, but they're just letting it they're just letting it float on by. It seems
that was just goofing
it down. Yeah, they were just goofing.
That was Central America goofing.
On our end, the Chinese balloon saga threatens this like Cold War era vibe of this big standoff that's happening between the US, China, Russia, everything like that. Because for the first time, it's a real tangible thing, a real national security challenge from Beijing. Like, we have our abstract things like TikTok, and they're buying land, like all this farmland for grain storage out near our weapons bases in Montana. Like, look that up. They're doing all kinds of crazy shit that for the regular American, we don't even really think about because you don't realize it.
Balloons were a thing at all. I didn't know other countries were using balloons in this fashion.
I was reading about it. They've been doing that shit since like the 1700s, God.
But this was something that Americans could actually stand in their backyards, look up and go, holy fuck, that's China. And so this was, I think, a real wake-up call for a lot of Americans. And it caused an absolute frenzy. And I'll say it. We were laughing at General Mike Minahan last week for that crazy memo saying we're a couple years out from World War III with China. I bet he is having him and the QAnon folks are having their best week yet.
Oh, yeah.
So the surveillance balloon, too, I think it was also shocking to the U.S. because we picture ourselves these high tech, high speed, not like we're unstoppable, blah, blah, blah. And it was a fucking balloon. Low tech, though it's a modest security threat compared to espionage, the economic, cyber, military and geopolitical shit that China's pulling on us every day. Like this was the real tangible thing. But as it wafted through the U.S. skies before being shot down Saturday off Myrtle Beach, it created this. I'm kind of repeating myself here, but I'm just trying. Yeah.
No, it's okay. Keep going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just really trying to establish why this is a bigger deal, even though it's this like low tech balloon. Right. I think if China accomplished anything with the balloon, it was more to make us look like clowns over. If their goal was to gather intel, they're probably sitting there right now going, well, the intel was great, but my God, the fallout from this is 10 times better.
Dude, like they could have PowerPoint presentations that have all the Americans standing outside like, look at this. Oh my God, it's a balloon over there.
But I think that's understandable reaction from Americans.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I was doing it.
But also, I think it's a positive reaction. I love when Americans come together and they seemingly all came together to hate this balloon collectively.
I don't know
together.
About it. It was pretty divisive.
Pretty divisive. I would disagree with you on that. You know,
I wasn't really on my phone much this weekend, so I might have.
I love how you give the opinion, though.
Right, yeah, I love it.
That's what we're here for.
I don't know. I'm just going to throw it out there, see if I was right.
It's worth noting a big talking point was this was right away. I feel like this was a great thing for critics of Biden who were like, excellent, something to shit on him for. Basically, what I'm repeating myself and rambling, it underscored how in today's polarized America, Washington's first reaction in the face of a threat was to point fingers rather than to unify against a common threat. So I'm going directly against what Khan just said. I kind of saw the opposite. And it was more like, if you look at the comments on our post, it's just people fighting with each other about this fucking balloon, man.
And it's just people that are, that everybody's just dumb. Like, anybody that's arguing for or against, like, it's just a dumb thing to do. Why? Because it's like arguing a foreign policy amongst Americans. Everything is essentially the same, no matter who's the president. Basically, it's all the same. This is the same thing. Like, once you get more information, you're like, oh my God, China had a balloon over it. Then you found out that it happened three times in the Trump administration. It happened one time before. It even happened in the Obama administration. So people acting like this is some crazy thing. It's not a crazy thing. It's happened before. The only difference is now it's on TikTok all the time.
Well, I would disagree with you. I do think it's a crazy thing. And I think regardless of whose administration, whatever, I think it's a bad thing. And I think that all the administrations have done a terrible job of keeping us informed. Like, I think if as soon as we knew about it, because I'm sure Canada was like, heads up, there's a fucking balloon that's heading your way. It's been coming over.
And they got one right now, too.
I think as soon as that was known, they should have just let the public know because
they're never going to do that. As we've seen, you know, we've seen behind closed doors when we talk to politicians, they're never going to put it out there.
They're never
going to
learn.
They're never going to put it out there. They're not going to be transparent because they're never going to put something out there that might paint them in a bad light. They're going to be like, all right, let's just wait and see what happens. And
which
if you
is
don't
dumb.
Have to say
I think,
anything.
Yeah.
Right. The best move Biden's administration could have done was alert people. Hey, a Chinese balloon's about to cross the border. Here's our plan. They should have just had right up front. Here's exactly what we're doing and why. And no, we're not shooting it down quite yet. And this is like, I just feel like they just caused being so indecisive because at first they were floundering on this too.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't answering questions decisively. And that.
Introducing High Noon's all new Vodka Iced Tea. It's time to finally ditch those sugary malt based teas and try High Noon Vodka Iced Tea made with real vodka, real iced tea. It's non-carbonated with no added sugar and 90 calories. High Noon Vodka Iced Tea is great for any occasion under the sun. Comes in four delicious flavors you gotta try. Original, peach, lemon, and raspberry. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find a pack near you.
Just makes it go. So I think they fumbled the ball on this.
Partly because they don't trust the American people. Like they didn't during COVID. They tried to keep that under wraps so everybody wouldn't get nervous. That was the same reasoning here that they didn't want to cause undue panic. Come out and tell the American people what the fuck is happening. And that's what I meant by it's not a big deal like on both sides. I'm saying that both sides have this issue, just like both sides have a national security issue where we don't really know what the fuck we're doing in a lot of ways, foreign policy wise. I think it's the same there, where if you're on the right pointing fingers at the left, you're wrong. If you're on the left and you're pointing fingers at the right and thinking that's the only side that it happens on, that's stupid. It's just not true.
Yeah, it was just kind of a clown. I guess the balloon was truly a clown show, as balloons are good with those types of things. Mm-hmm. But I will say great memeing and shit posting came out of it. I feel like a lot of people did have a ton of fun with it. I enjoyed South Carolina genuinely warning people not to shoot it with your rifles. And, you know,
that's a safety brief. Yeah.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was supposed to go over there this past weekend, and he has canceled the trip. And meanwhile, China is sitting back and they're saying the U.S. has overreacted and they seriously violated international practice by shooting our weather balloon down, our research balloon. So they're totally like a gaslighting neighbor who's trying to make you think you're being crazy when you're not. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fuck you, China, you sons of bitches. So hopefully we
make
send
that a clip.
Yeah. So yeah. So hopefully we send them a balloon of what was that balloon in Africa? It was transporting like pig semen or something for something.
Oh, yeah. And we also have Balloon Boy. I don't remember.
Balloon Boy.
Semen
we haven't.
One.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe we send since Balloon Boy over there. But this did call to light like a bunch of interesting, like Chap said, during Trump's administration, there was balloons over Hawaii, some installations there and some other places. And then in 2019, the U.S. launched 35 balloons across the United States that could see up to 35 or I forget how many balloons, but it could see up to 35 miles. It could like read license plates on cars kind of shit. And nobody knew those balloons were up there. I think it was meant to be like a drug trafficking sting kind of thing. But to know like we were all just tooling around down there and had no idea that this was happening. I was flashing at Talladega. Maybe mm-hmm. they have that. I don't know. So we'll see.
President Xi's probably in there looking at it, Kate.
Yeah,
yeah, he's probably got him. So obviously we saw that the gentleman in the Air Force, they shot him down. He put the little balloon on his F-22 jet as the first air-to-air kill in a long time. If we didn't have missiles, do you guys have any other ideas of how we could have shot this balloon down?
Lasers.
Ooh, that's a good
laser
one.
Laser beams.
Yeah, because we have those on the ships now. You bring that bad boy out, I imagine that laser will go all the way to the sun.
I had an idea, a little far-fetched, but you know those like acrobatic people that like stand on the biplanes and they stand on the wings?
Oh, like the
strap
the
one of those
version
in
of Red Panda.
And knife it.
Yes. Either knife it or give them a flamethrower and just let them burn it. Now, I know he was up like 65,000 feet, so he probably needs a suit to breathe, but I think it's doable.
Put a Marine Lance Corporal into a catapult, shoot them up into the sun, and they can have a K-bar that they go by and rip it whenever it goes by.
Yep.
That was part of the thing I saw, too. People were like, well, why don't we just blah, blah, blah? And so I tried to find like a non-biased expert talking about why we didn't shoot it down sooner. There was several tons of equipment on the bottom of it. So though I was kind of torn on them saying like, oh, we didn't shoot it down because we didn't want it to hurt people. But I'm like, but it's going through the middle of Montana, man. Like,
yeah,
so
but it
might
was,
hurt a cow.
But I heard that the blast radius or whenever the debris, 7 miles.
Yeah.
Like, it could go anywhere in 7 miles. Like the
and
debris.
So that, right.
That's the reason why they didn't shoot it down.
It's they said like many tons of gear on these fucking things. And then the other thing was, it's higher than our planes. I guess some of our planes, then I tried looking, how high can our planes fly? Blah, 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 blah. It is above the range. I was following military mm-hmm. pilots on Twitter saying, no, we don't go this high. And there's no heat signature on this balloon. So it's difficult to get a missile to track in on it. That's why, blah, blah, blah. I was trying to figure
out.
Think
about how big it looked, too. Like, because you've seen planes, like the war planes, like the F-18s, the 22s, when they're really high in the air, they look like a little ant in the sky. Mm-hmm. You can mm-hmm. see this pretty clearly. And from 60 to 80,000 feet, how big that must be for you to see it from Earth, because that's several miles away. Like, that's about, let's see,
5,000 into 65,000. What's
people
that?
People were saying like three school buses.
13 miles? 13
people
miles?
Were saying yeah. It was about the size of three school buses. Anyways, I tried to do like a genuinely earnest, like non-biased, like here's what I have learned from scientists about the balloon on Instagram. And people are like, you're a fucking dumb bitch. You're a dumb bitch. I was like, okay,
that's
fuck,
ridiculous.
I'm a dumb bitch. I don't
yeah.
know.
Ridiculous.
But Kate, I think that's fair. Get. We don't know a lot about aerospace engineering. Yeah.
So anyway, too. Whatever. That's what's
the
going on
squad.
With the balloons. Who yeah. knows where this leaves us now, but
I found a story that's not the only balloon. Balloons
right.
been going on for a while, including in World War II when we were fighting the Japanese. Okay, what happened in this story? Because it blew my mind.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, and it's a really horribly sad story. Like, I kind of teared up a little bit reading it, and I had no idea. During World War II, Japan sent like 9,000 balloons on. They discovered the jet stream, mm-hmm. and they came up with this huge operation to float balloons across the Pacific into the northwest of the United States. And this is the story from the only balloon of those thousands. This was the only balloon that was effective, but it's fucking devastating story.
And they called it the kamikaze stream is what they called the jet stream.
Yeah. So it's 1945, the spring of 1945, and Reverend Archie Mitchell, he is a minister in this town, and his wife, Elsie, they're expecting their first child, and they're brand new to this sleepy logging town of Bly, Oregon. And he's a new pastor. His wife's having a baby. Everything seems wonderful.
The 1945 American dream, some would say.
Right, right. So little Oregon town, he wants to ingratiate himself with the locals. So as the new pastor, he invites all the kids out on a picnic. So kids between 11 and 14 years old, he gets this little group. They go to Gearhart Mountain on May 5th, 1945. As they're setting up for the picnic, he's getting stuff out of the car. His wife's setting up the blanket. One of the kids is like, oh, wow, I found something. And so all the kids go over to it, and his pregnant wife goes over to it. And Elsie, his wife, calls to her husband back at the car. It looks like some kind of balloon. Right then, one of the children reaches down to touch it, and the minister starts to shout, but he never had a chance to finish. A huge explosion rocks the mountainside. Elsie, the unborn baby, and the five children were killed almost instantly by the blast. When a forest ranger came upon the scene, he found the victims radiating out like spokes around a crater. So they got just, these poor kids got blasted. Mm-hmm. And the minister, 26-year-old minister, was trying to put, his wife was on, still on fire. He was like trying to put her out with his bare hands. U.S. military investigators went to the scene immediately, and they knew exactly what it was, but they didn't want anyone else to know.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
That's what I'm talking about. Things never change. Like, right. These things, they knew that they were coming, but instead of going on the radio, which everybody listened to the same three channels at that point, mm-hmm. they could have said, if something like this falls in the area, do not touch it. It's highly mm-hmm. explosive. You would do that. And they did that with like artillery rounds and things like that. Unexploded ordnances. If you come across it, even in the United States, let the military know, let police know. They should have done that here. People would have still been alive.
Yeah. And so what the strange contraption was, and they knew right away, was a high altitude balloon bomb launched by Japan to attack North America. And they did this after we bombed Tokyo and other Japanese cities during the Doolittle Raid of 1942. They wanted to retaliate, but their aircraft could not reach the west coast of the U.S. So 30,000 feet, there's the jet stream, hydrogen filled balloons. In 3 to 4 days, they could have balloons over here. They had school kids stitching these together, and these kids are stitching together these balloons with no idea that these 40-foot long ropes with bombs on the bottom, blah, 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 that they're heading over to the U.S. Part of it was they wanted to spark massive forest fires that would instill panic and divert resources from the war effort. But only 300 of them made this 5,000-mile crossing, and this was the only one. And they made it like Alaska, Arizona, Grand Rapids, Michigan mm-hmm. had one of these balloons. There was one guy who, I think some rancher somewhere in the West, who a balloon kind of landed on his property and he was holding on to it. It took him 30 feet in the air and he dragged that sucker back down, kind of thing. Like,
that's people, a badass, man. That's badass
yeah,
of the week.
Yeah. And the military, instead of being, because obviously like kids died, instead of letting people know, if you see these balloons, stay far away from them, let us know. They censored the reports. They didn't tell anyone the truth. And they even told the town of Bly, who knew what happened, like, everybody please keep quiet about this for the war effort, for whatever reason. So yeah, it took them a while. Finally, they divulged it, but it was already too late for the victims in Oregon. So
crazy
terrible,
story,
dude.
Right? Like that.
Well, I think that's when I'm talking about how this made the threat from China so tangible. This crazy yes. little part of my brain thought, what's to stop them from putting a bomb on a balloon, floating it over like fucking Billings and yeah. blasting that shit to smithereens. Like,
no, I think
I would say that the answer to that, Kate, is nothing.
Right. Right. Like,
and I think we all operate under the assumption like, oh, nothing will get into our skies in America because it's all being monitored and it'll be protected, a missile, a balloon, anything. And as we saw, like, that's just not the case. And that definitely instills a lot of fear in a lot of people.
Well, I think you look at the United States, and because of the way we always spin the globe, like, it looks like there's such a large area between the Atlantic and Pacific between anybody else. But if you look from the North perspective, from like the North Pole, we're not that far away from everybody mm-hmm. else. Like realistically, we're not. If you use the way that the globe goes and the jet stream and all that, it's scary, man. Because you're right, Kate. Like you never know what could hurt you. You never just know.
You never know. No, you never know. Know. Anyway. So,
by the way, I better hear some outrage about President Truman based on this story.
Yeah, yeah. That President Truman, he'll get you.
Come on.
Get you good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, let's move on to what are we, the tank story, right, Kate?
Coast Guard.
Coast Guard goofing. That's right. What do we got here?
Yeah, the Coast Guard had a huge weekend, man. I feel like they're always in the shadows and they're doing awesome stuff. I feel like we almost get numb to them because they're always doing awesome stuff. Like they do so many rescues every day. They're jumping on submarines, grabbing that cocaine. They're being
on a day-to-day basis, they do more than any other branch.
Right. Yes.
Probably very all busy. The other branch combined.
Yes. I feel like that's safe to say, but they get the least funding. They get the least attention. They get like
respect.
Whatever.
They're in the Department of Homeland Security.
They get no respect.
Maybe they would get more respect if more people watched The Guardian starring Kevin Costner.
Good point.
That's
good
fair.
Point, cons.
But anyway, they hit the limelight big time with this crazy video from last weekend. But first, before we get to it, there's backstory to how this man ended up on a boat in one of the most dangerous areas of the entire U.S. coastline, getting rescued in this amazing video. Let's rewind.
Okay.
He gets rescued on Friday. That previous Wednesday, security cameras at the Goonies house in Astoria, Oregon. And I loved that movie as a kid. Oh, I loved that house. Absolutely. I loved everything about it.
I think that was the images was actually captured by our good friends at Simply Safe.
Yes, it may have been. Mm-hmm. But there's a security camera on the house now because fans still go up to the house all the time and whatever. This man walks right up to the house with a garbage bag, reaches into it. One enormous dead fish. He takes it out of the trash bag, plops it on the front deck, does a backwards middle finger at the security camera behind him without even looking. Very cool move. And then walks away calmly and starts dancing around the yard of the Goonies house.
Power move. I mean, that's just a power move. Anytime you can pull a fish out and throw it on somebody's deck, you got to do it.
The Astoria police are alerted to this trespasser doing weird shit at the Goonies house. And they do a little digging. And Victoria, British Columbia police were like, oh, yeah, we know that guy. He's wanted up here. Keep your eyes peeled. Real strange dude. He had a bunch of really weird charges that you don't normally see. So they're on the lookout. They post like a bolo for him in town on
Wednesday.
And
this fella's name... it's exactly the kind of fellow who would leave a dead fish on somebody's porch. That is
Jericho
Labonte.
Yes. Yeah. Jericho Labonte from Canada.
Uh-huh.
On Friday, it appears that Mr. Labonte decided that visiting the Goonies house was not enough. He needed more adventure in his life. Mm-hmm. So he goes to the nearby port and he steals a 35-foot, $160,000 yacht named the Sandpiper. And he proceeds to enter the mouth of the Columbia River. And the Columbia River comes out of the mountains of the Northwest and it separates Washington and Oregon. And most rivers have a delta that kind of where all the sand calms down, where everything. But because of the way the coast is built there, they describe the entry of the Columbia River into the Pacific as a fire hose going full blast into the sea.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
It is one of the most, they call it the graveyard of the Pacific, and over 2,000 ships have sunk there in the last 100 years. Like, it is genuinely considered one of the most difficult crossings. They said in the span of 10 minutes, it can go from flat to like 40-foot waves, and it was 40-foot waves when this guy decided to go out there.
And I saw the report, and I was like, oh, the delta, it can't be that bad, because when you hear the delta, all you think about is Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer cruising down the old Mississippi with Jim paddling them down. That's not what this looks like at all, my friends. It looks like Marky Mark and the whole squad took off in the perfect storm from Boston Harbor, and next thing you know, they're in the middle of it going nuts, and that's exactly what they rescued him in, is that same type of situation.
Truly. And so there was already, Coast Guard didn't care about these conditions. They were already out training anyway. So they had boats going through these huge waves and shit, just chilling when they get the mayday call from the Sandpiper. And they go over to it right away. But the waves are so crazy that they're like, we can't get to you. So they bring in the helicopter, and this new student, Petty Officer First Class Branch Walton, he had just graduated from the swimmer program. So he was like brand new to this. And they're like, all right, you newbie, hop out of the helicopter into these massive waves. Save this guy.
Knowing military people, I bet that dude was like, oh, fuck yes.
Yeah. And so
he wants the shot.
Mm-hmm.
He was currently in advanced helicopter rescue school. So he was a student still when they kicked him out of the helicopter.
Woo-hoo, that's a little different. Not
he
even
goes jumping. Jericho Labonte is on the back of the Sandpiper, and Petty Officer First Class Walton jumps in off the helicopter into the sea. And there's some big waves at first, but like nothing breaking. And then all of a sudden, as he's almost to the boat, this massive fucking wave breaks over the both of them. This big ass yacht does a full 180. It's literally spinning like just like a top in the sea. Jericho, you can't see where he goes or whatever, but Walton ends up making the rescue, ends up rescuing this guy. Somehow, I don't know. It looked like such a mess. I don't know how he even found him, but he makes the rescue. They get him back to land safely. He goes to the hospital. He's treated for mild hypothermia, but apparently he gave a fake name. So none of these first responders had any idea that this guy was wanted for fishing up the Goonies house and in British Columbia for all this crazy shit. And so they let him go. So the police gets wind of this and they're like, oh, son of a bitch. Like once the video started to go viral, this guy from the port was like, that boat's stolen. And they all started putting the pieces together like, fuck, it's Jericho Labonte. They put out another bolo for him. They end up finding him that Friday night and he has been arrested on a whole bunch of new charges, including endangering the life of another person. So
I think this is one of those stories where I understand you stole a yacht, but if you almost died in the mouth of one of the most dangerous places in the world, I feel like that's got to take a couple years off your sentence, right? Like
yeah.
you learned your lesson. You're not going to be doing that again.
Immediate karma. Immediate karma. Yeah.
He should have listened to a good friend of the show, Cindy Lauper, when she said the Goonies are good enough. He didn't need to steal this boat. He could have just went to the house and that was enough.
Mm-hmm. But just a crazy, they interviewed the chief of police in Astoria and she's like, it's been an odd 48 hours to say the least.
I have it on good authority that this is going to be the plot for the sequel for The Guardian 2.
Oh,
yes.
Which I'm very excited about.
But awesome. Super viral video came out of it. And the Coast Guard's getting all the flowers for it, for thank God going and doing what they do in crazy ass weather and putting their lives on the line for these nuts, whether you're stealing fish or not.
Like when you do this, I know it's part of your job, but what else can there be to sacrifice yourself, or you would do it, sacrifice yourself for other people? Like what other award could you get? Like that's Medal of Honor shit in any other branch of service where you completely give up your life.
And in the Coast Guard,
limb.
It's a Tuesday. It's like,
yeah,
all
it's
right,
like a Tuesday.
Get in there, newbie.
Crazy, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how those folks do it. All right, let's move on to Kate's news roundup. What do we got, Katie?
Oh, I got nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, that's done. Let's move on to Safe Rounds and Alibis. Safe Rounds and Alibis today is presented by our good friends at Omaha Steaks. You know me, I'm a steak guy, and there's none better than Omaha Steaks, especially on Valentine's Day. Fall in love with flavor when you save on the delectable dishes and tantalizing taste from Omaha Steaks with their Love at First Bite sale. It's the perfect time to celebrate your better half and bring the steakhouse experience to home on Valentine's Day. Go to omahasteaks.com, use the promo code ZERO at checkout, and get 30% off your order. That's 30% off an endless variety of delicious gourmet foods, from perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals. Every bite is guaranteed to be perfect and is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com. Enter ZERO at the checkout to get 30% off or $30 off your order today. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Order today and share a special meal with your special someone. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code ZERO at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Cons, today we will start with you. What do you got, my friend?
Okay, coming off of a four-day golf trip, I think I look a little puffy. There, you know, a lot goes on a golf trip.
That's tough. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, a little tough. Yeah.
Yeah. But so we went to dinner one night, and this is the first time I'd ever seen this. We had a tomahawk, and it got flambéed at the table, which was pretty cool. And shout to one of our sponsors on today's episode, Omaha Steaks. So everyone go get your steaks for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. But I saw something recently and I was curious, specifically Chaps, what you think of it. Sorry, Kate, I don't really take much advice for you when it comes to cooking.
That's fair.
That's fine.
I saw someone cooking a steak, basically sous vide, but in a dishwasher. And I just think enough. There was another person who like built a rim around a fire pit to cook it outside. It's like, enough with these weird ways to cook things. The way we've been cooking them for hundreds of years worked perfectly fine. What is with these people who think they need to cook things weirdly?
Cooking, I remember like in the early 2000s or whatever, the trend was cooking fish in your dishwasher. That was like a thing that people are like, have you tried it? Oh, blah, blah.
And I actually think that's fine. Like what you did whenever it was the COVID lockdown and nobody could leave their apartment at all or their house at all. If you wanted to come up with anything weird during that, if you wanted to take shrimp,
you want to see how many hot dogs you can fit in your butthole.
Right. You want to take some shrimp, wrap your nuts around them and see if you can make those nice and chewy, have a little ceviche nut shrimp. You can do all that stuff. But now we don't need to do all that. Like during COVID times, I built this terracotta pot smoker just with a little steamer on the bottom, see if I could do it. I didn't put that up on the internet. It was garbage. So I threw it over my fence into the fucking green belt. Like, no, Conjure is absolutely right. There should be none of that. There should be none of those people who are trying to save money and they're putting corns in Ziploc baggies and eating that too, or mashed potatoes. You're exactly right, Cons. Fuck
yeah, it's almost like when you're no longer in the barracks and you have the means to cook things properly, quit eating like you live in the barracks.
Right.
And yes, Kate, I'm looking at you.
Yeah, Kate, you got some real issues here. And there's no excuse. Back in the day, there was excuse. With an air fryer that Cons got you lovingly for Christmas, there is no excuse. All right, Kate, is that it, Cons?
That's all I got.
Life's Cons is low-key shitting on Kate.
They're shitting on me because I was with my family this weekend, and I was sending them updates of what we were eating, and I come by it naturally. Like my whole family eats the way I do. We eat canned foods out of cans and we microwave. That's it. That's all we do.
I actually got a text message from our friend Moses from the Bible. And he said that all the Israelites prefer manna, this completely dry bread, over the stuffing and chicken nuggets that Kate's family had.
Yeah, I had chicken nuggets stirred into box top stuffing. I had my mom's like, oh, let me get the dessert tray. And it was all prepackaged tasty cakes, but laid out nicely on a tray.
I see,
and
I don't
that's
hate
where
that.
I come from.
Yeah.
That's the vibe, whatever. Haters, carry on.
Are tasty cakes from Philly? Aren't
yes, they are. Speaking of, I'm going to let the dogs bark on here for a second.
You're taking your shoes off?
Got a big pedicure this weekend. That's Eagles.
Oh, you are.
Wow.
That's Eagles green.
No free toe picks. You got your OnlyFans still going.
Oh, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Well, at least
that's
put the
free
promo code for your... Okay.
That's free for the people. I met with some of my girlfriends from high school this weekend. Mm-hmm. Got a pedicure, an Eagles pedicure.
Nice.
And I got the same exact shade of green that I wore the last time they won the Super Bowl. So I feel
is
like
that
that's
Hunter green?
Be...
Like they're actual green?
Oh, they're actual Eagles green. They're actual. Mm. So anyway, and Eagles green, Kelly green makes my skin look very red. So I'm really sacrificing myself here. But anyways, I'm really excited. It's Super Bowl week and I'm really excited. I don't want to jinx. I'm like afraid to say, I'm like, I want to be down in Philly. So when they win, I could go running out in the streets. But then the last time they won, I was in my Uncle Jim's basement watching with a bunch of my family members. And I'm like, should I do that again for the good vibes? And
how close
I don't know.
Is it?
With traffic and a ton of drunk people, probably longer than usual. But he only lives a few miles outside the city. So I don't know. We'll see. But I'm trying to figure out what my game plan is for the Eagles game. But I'm getting really excited. So.
Is that
that's
it?
Really all for me. That's it for me. Sorry, I'm rambling, but I'm just really excited for
big
that.
Week.
You weren't rambling at all.
It's a good week.
I had a pretty big weekend this weekend. I've been married for 13 years, and occasionally there's still these moments where you're like, that's why I married her. That's why I married her. Had one of those moments this weekend. I was sitting playing Madden with Cardi, and Annalise came in, and she was like, hey, I put something extra on the little shopping list for you. And I was like, what's that? And she was like, well, I got those little cheesecake things that you like a lot. And like the little pre-made cheesecakes, which is kind of white trash, I think. And then secondly, she bought me.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever. You can't find the fairway with a map. And the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
like compostable knives, compostable paper plates, and a new set of only for me in our master bedroom where we have like the wine and beer and stuff in the little fridge, peanut butter and jelly bar in my Ooh. Fucking bedroom, dude. Like, because at night I'll be drinking like a red wine. Like, I'm kind of hungry. I think I'll go for a little snack, little PBJ. Now I have a whole PBJ bar in my room. What there a you fucking go. Move that was.
There you
That's
go.
Living. That's yeah, living, as dude. They say. You would...
It's the little thing.
Why do you mm-hmm. need compostable knives?
Well, because if I'm going to use it every day, I don't want to be terrible for the environment.
Well, like, instead of throwing away plastic
yeah,
ones.
Just a
yeah,
bunch of plastic oh, stuff. Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't mind, like... New York City pisses me off with you're required to use paper. If I want to use plastic, I'll use plastic. But
I'm not going
to
lie, though. That was I love you. That was very anticlimactic. You're like, I got one of those. This is why I married her stories. She got me forks that'll break down in the environment more easily.
Well, it was
I was
mainly,
expecting a little more.
It was mainly the peanut butter jelly
more.
Bar.
Okay.
You know the haters, Kate. I don't want to get fucking canceled for using
okay.
plastic knives and stuff.
Okay.
Bitch. All
right.
You crazy?
Fine. Fair enough. Yeah.
In this economy?
Yeah. Okay.
With balloons flying all over?
That are not compostable.
They're
anymore.
Buying
Anything
our
else?
Trash, China's buying
Anything
our
else?
Trash. Yeah, secondly, I found another thing okay. out this weekend. There is a fella who lives, I think it was Zimbabwe, that he did it. Turned plastic into gasoline. Like wow. some way figured out a way to turn plastics into a gas. And they showed him doing the whole process. And then he put it in a weed whacker, fired up. Like, damn. That's the future. Maybe I don't need those
wow,
forks.
Two amazing
all.
Rounds by Chats. yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible savers.
Let's see.
He's trying to redeem himself and it won't happen.
That's it. Let me see if something crazy is going on. I have a couple text messages no. to myself. Wait, no. Give me 2 seconds more. 2 seconds more. Oh. That's it. Sound the retreat.